Run, horse, wrath, drink. Like to speak to just a second, Raphael De Marta. I'd like to speak to her or her secretary, please.
I'm not on this.
She's a press officer for Martin Schultz. Just getting from the Brussels office, I got completely ignored. But I got the first email in there. So Barbara Hostin has spoken to me. Herwig haven't spoken to him. Maybe a different approach. Hello, I would like to speak to, just a second while I go down the list. I think it, what was it? The press officer for
yes.
Martin Schultz.
Yes.
Are you the that's press right. officer for Martin Schultz?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, I've got like a woman's name here. I'm trying to...
Richard.
Yeah, anyway, I've sent an email. I've been complete. I managed to get a phone call through, but when I attempted to make other calls to confirm the receipt of the email, I've been cut off. It happens quite a lot with me, in view of what I'm trying to draw people's attention to. So I get it a lot. But anyway. This is here. I sent an email to also to Raffaella De Marta.
Yeah, she's on maternity leave at the moment.
Okay, well, I've spoken to some. I think the secretary for the head of Mr. Kaiser. Mr. Marcus Winkler. Okay, now. I was basically trying to report a complaint that seems to be getting completely ignored.
Right.
I haven't had much help from anyone involved in the matter.
What's it about?
It's about child sexual exploitation within the United Kingdom. I basically made a formal complaint to Mr. Schultz, having been ignored by my members of European Parliament here in the United Kingdom, and also domestic MPs and members of Scottish Parliament. But anyway, I video recorded some police officers, a detective inspector who admitted that his colleagues in investigating historical child sex abuse within childcare institutions in Scotland. He had basically committed perjury. There's no denial there, although he did later attempt to deny it when I refused to settle the matter there and then, when I insisted upon an open court, a criminal prosecution in an open court for these people. Because
well, I think the best thing to do is
Well, I just have to tell you, I've already been to see them.
In Edinburgh?
In Edinburgh, yeah. I've actually had an appointment with someone. actually, basically, I mean, if you understand what I mean, he developed an allergic reaction when I mentioned a paedophile who's known as Michael McPhee. He just about jumped out his skin. It was the only name that he jumped. He basically just about, as if he had an electric shock, just sitting there. And he just, you know, reacted physically to that name, Michael McPhee. Michael McPhee would sodomise children in the homes. Now, so I've been there. That particular fella has now left the European Parliament. I think his name is James Temple something. Temple Smithson James. Let me have a look. Right, his last email to me was on the 3rd of October, and I've only had one reply since, and it's amounted to, yet again, absolutely nothing.
I'm a press officer, so I really can't help you very much.
I think you're the press officer, okay?
That's right.
I have over 1,000 recordings, near 1,900 on the last time I bothered to count. Some of them are, the majority are audio, but some of them are also video. So I've basically sent a whole list of people on Mr. Schultz's cabinet, a couple of videos, including the video concerning the perjury by police. Also Colin McCulloch, who actually worked in one of the homes I was in. One of the child abusers is still working there. And I've also sent a recording of my conversation with a secretary for the fella, Marcus Winkler.
Right.
So are you actually the press officer for... Hang on a minute. I think you're actually Martin... Is it Martin Schulz?
One,
yeah. You are actually his press officer.
Yeah, one of them.
And what is your job there anyway?
I can't go into that now. I mean, I think the best thing to do, as I say, is to contact the Information Office of Scotland, and they can direct you
I've
to...
I've actually done all that. And the complaint I'm putting in is that my members of European Parliament are not bothering themselves.
All right, I will follow it up and see if I can get anywhere with the Information Office.
I can actually forward you the email.
No, they haven't.
No, I'm saying I can forward you that email I've just sent. Would you like it?
I can also get it from them, but it's fine. I can get it from them.
I've received a reply. Just now. I think it's a out-of-office reply, which is quite... Right. I don't really know.
Anyway, thank you for your information.
I tell you, it's all very well you've been grateful for the information, but I will expect something to be done about it, because reputations are easily destroyed, and far easier destroyed with the truth rather than slander, and I am not lying.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay? Thank you very much,
right.
And goodbye.
Afternoon. Bye-bye.